Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Good morning. It is 6:36 on WGN Radio. This is Steve Dale's Pet World. I am Steve Dale. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You could text us at that same number. Well, once upon a time, for 12 years, I was on the board of directors, or just over 12 years, I believe, involved in this organization for 15 or so years, Treehouse Humane Society in Chicago. And I was very proud of my relationship with Treehouse. I would go somewhere, you know, as I often do. We all go somewhere, but I mean, to an event, an animal welfare event in Chicago, or just actually go somewhere. And people would hug me, who I did not know, thanking me for the work the Treehouse did. The community loved this facility. The community loved the fact that since 1971, before the term no kill was even used, well, Treehouse used that terminology to describe what they did. And the terminology within the shelter from an army of volunteers, employees, once a Treehouse cat, always a Treehouse cat. It was beloved and also a forward-thinking organization. So when trap, neuter, return, which is, and vaccinate, incidentally, and that's what we do with feral cats or community cats. So cats that are outside, what do? And for decades, shelters, actually centuries, all over the world, and not only shelters, but government would say, oh, we don't know what to do about this. It's a problem. We are going to solve it by poisoning the cats or shooting the cats. Well, none of that, of course, worked. Been tried over and over again. And trap, neuter, return. Trapping the cats, spay, neutering them so they can no longer reproduce. Then putting them right back out where they came from seemed to be an answer. It didn't begin at Treehouse. But in the Chicago area, it began at Treehouse. And there's much more than that. There's a long list of firsts that began involving cats at Treehouse. But over the course of the past just 12 months, 15 months, 24 months, things changed dramatically, and not necessarily for the better. And I want to talk about this on the radio for a couple of reasons. First of all, my show is about pets. I care about pets. That's what I've been doing on the radio here at WGN for 20 years, and when there's news about pets, it's always been my function in part to bring you that news. In addition to that, I think the donors ought to know where their dollars go. I mean, we all have only limited amount of money, right? I wish we had unlimited, but we only have limited. So you want to give to an organization who, well, you know what that organization really is, and you want to know that organization coincides with your own philosophy, your own thinking. And that's what we're talking about this morning. Leona Sepulveda-Less is a former employee at Treehouse. Good morning, Leona. You're on WGN Radio.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you. And I know the news has been covering this. There is one thing. So what happened is about a year ago, I left on their board, and I didn't say much, if anything, publicly, until, oddly, I was attacked in social media by the board members or former board members or not former board members or others related to Treehouse. And then when reporters called me, I responded. But I still kept pretty quiet about it until very recently. What happened very recently that I know sparked the opportunity and the reason for me to talk to you? I will let you tell that story.
Okay, great. Thanks. Thursday night, I received a text message from a current employee. So you're correct in saying I was a former employee. I was a humane education coordinator for about 2 years. I only left because motherhood had different plans for me.
And congratulations. Congratulations. And I know you would have been in studio, but you had a fan that awoke you at around, what, 4:30 in the morning, and you coming down to WGN at that point at 6:30 in the morning seemed very difficult to do, and I understand that. What's her name?
Adeline Rue.
Oh, how old is Adeline?
10 months.
Well, congratulations. And we're not talking about a kitten. We are talking about your baby. All right. So continue on with the story, Leona.
So I received a call from a current employee, or a text message, saying that a staff email had gone out that day, 6 p.m., saying that they were going to euthanize a cat called Little Miss Solid Gold. And the reason behind the euthanization was behavioral, which had never been done at Treehouse. And I know that there's different explanation being given by the board of directors or by the executive director, Carrie. She claims that this has been done in the past. I've spoken to many, many Treehouse employees who have been there a lot longer than she has. Some were there for 20 years. The former vet can vouch for this, too. A cat has never been euthanized at Treehouse for behavior reasons.
Well, and actually, I was, as I said, on the board for 12 years, involved for about 15 years. I don't recall that ever happening as well, at least not in the time I was around. Go ahead.
Right. Cats like Little Miss Solid Gold, who some would consider disadvantaged, they were treasured at Treehouse. They weren't disposed of for being liabilities. So behind the scenes, I think some people probably saw this coming for, like you said, a year or two. But staff, volunteers, donors who were privy to like the back behind the scenes were completely aghast when I shared the news that Little Miss Solid Gold was going to be euthanized in less than 18 hours. So very quickly, we formed a little protest, hoping that our presence at the new facility, which is a $7 million facility, was going to make them rethink their decision. Unfortunately, it didn't.
What it did do, Leona, was get a lot of social media attention immediately. And eventually Channel 5 came out, because I know you were in a television report. But what confuses me is, all right, there's a cat here that they have some behavior issues. I guess I take the executive director's word for it, although I remember meeting this cat, barely remember, because it was so not memorable. It was just another cat. I was told this cat had behavior issues. This was about a year ago. I don't remember, somewhere in there, a little over that. And it was unmemorable because the cat, just like any other cat around, would come up to you and purr a little bit and walk away. And that was about the end of it for this one particular cat and my experience with this cat. But I will take, okay, the executive director's word for it, that this cat could not be in some way, shape, or form helped, fine, but there were a line of adopters, potential adopters, saying, I will take this cat. Staff members, knowing the history, were willing to, as I understand, sign a sheet of paper that would say, okay, know about the history of the cat, I will take liability. And the biggest thing of all is legitimate rescue organizations, including one that does take in cats with behavior issues. They contacted me personally, so I know they also contacted Treehouse and said, we will take the cat. This is no big deal for us. It's what we do. And that organization weren't even responded to.
Right. And neither were the staff members who were there at this meeting that was called while we were protesting to, I guess, resolve any internal disagreement about the decision. And the executive director pretty much said, this is what we're doing, and we're not exploring other options, including medication, including letting qualified adopters. Three protesters that were there came with carriers, willing to take her, like you said. So really, as much as it's a shame. It's a mistake. It's sad what happens to Little Miss Solid Gold. But what I'm concerned with, and what so many donors and volunteers and staff are concerned with, is what this decision means for future cats like Little Miss Solid Gold. Is there a refuge for cats like her in Chicago anymore? I'm afraid there's not.
Well, I would argue with that, because I think there are other facilities that are what they say they are, and would handle this one cat or a cat like this cat with no problem. There is some question about Treehouse, though, being now no kill is right. a uh, a phrase that is mired in controversy in of itself. I mean, what does that mean? And that varies from facility to facility. But for what it always has meant for decades now at Treehouse, has that seemed to change? And explain the website to me, because I can't even find the term in the mission statement anymore.
Yeah, it used to appear everywhere in social media and on all of their websites, pages on their websites. Mission statement, the word no kill was prominent. It is my understanding that during our protest, they removed that word and changed their mission statement just a little, just tweaked it a bit. So are they still a no-kill shelter according to their mission or not? According to what's on their social media, they are not.
I want to talk about some bigger issues, too. Not that one cat doesn't matter, because it most certainly does, but some greater issues as well with Leona and with all of you. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I have a few texts, and you're welcome to add to it. Text us. Call us. The same phone number as text number, 312-981-7200. Leona Sepulveda Lee is on the phone. Once an employee at Treehouse Humane Society, not anymore, left because she had a little baby. But right now, would you be working there if you had the choice, Leona? Whoops.
My husband and I decided that I would focus on being a mom, but that I would volunteer. And Treehouse was my chance to give back to the community. It was my chance to continue using my master's degree in humane education. It was my opportunity to continue telling thousands of children that there's a place for cats that are sick and injured. And that there's this state-of-the-art facility that's going to have a low-cost clinic, which now I'm being told may not happen because of the board. So I want to make a couple of
Let's stop there, because I think that's worth stopping for. A low-cost clinic means doing spaying and neutering for the community, I assume, and other things too, you know, regarding veterinary care. So community people who live near Treehouse, and in that community, there's a specific need for that, because we're talking about West Rogers Park up into Evanston, over to East Rogers Park. As you understand it, and I've heard the same thing, that there may not be a low-cost clinic anymore.
Right. That there's just, it seems to be like one of the things that's piling up that was promised to donors that doesn't seem like it's going to happen, which is really, really unfortunate. But I want to make one thing very clear. The group I sort of represent, we don't want to tear Treehouse down. We just want transparency, and we want to work together. We just want our, it's a very tight community, and we feel like a family. So we feel like we're being disrespected when our comments are blocked, when I can't post anything on their social media websites, and I never once wrote anything negative or disparaging. I'm only speaking the truth. So the fact that their lack of transparency, it's not okay with their supporters. It's not okay with their volunteers. It's not okay with their staff. And it's really what we're asking for.
312.
Part of the discussion.
312-981-7200. You could text us or call us at that number. Lots and lots of texts. Now, some of them, I'm not going to read all of these texts because they're long, and there's some personal attacks here as well, which I'm not going to read. Thank you for bringing this to light. Donors deserve to know. And that's sort of the headline here, in my opinion. I think that's the case. Steve, you warned us some time ago about what was happening there. We should have listened. It seems clear you were right. What is the biggest issue as far as you're concerned, as far as the general public? So not insiders who once worked there or once volunteered there. It certainly does seem to have a different culture. And while you think about that answer, I do want to say that there were many reasons why I felt forced to go. But the biggest of them were three employees, two in particular, but three employees, all leadership, the people that led the facility during a capital campaign, were going to be fired. And it was clear to me that the board was determined to do this. And I have always felt and continue to feel that people matter. And some who work in animal welfare Well, no, it's about the cats and it's about the dogs and it's about the other animals. Well, it is, but it's people that take care of those other animals. So unless you take care of your people that work for you or volunteer, then to me, you're really overlooking what's most important. And that's at least one of the reasons why we departed. I have a text here that makes, I'm not going to read the whole text because, again, it's about personalities. But this wasn't, and all the texts are favorable to what you're saying, Leona, by the way. This wasn't about, and I would guess that the same is true for you. And Leona and I don't even know one another really, that it isn't about individuals per se. It's about what happened culturally and what happened philosophically with this organization. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's such a decision of theirs is such a departure from what we know. I'm a Chicago native. I thought of Treehouse in a very specific way. And this recent decision of theirs completely turned things upside down for me and a lot of other people.
Was it only this decision about this one cat who had a history of sometimes being aggressive to people and actually had bitten people? I mean, that's the truth. Was it only that one cat or is it more than that?
I know that there had been things piling up for the last year or so. I was willing to look past those because the cats were the most important thing to me, or not even just the cats, but our community, getting the word of compassion and empathy and responsibility out in the community. And Treehouse was giving me that platform, so I wasn't going to pass it up. When those three individuals you're referring to were let go, I was told it was because they couldn't take Treehouse in the direction Treehouse needed to go in.
Well, that would be true. And look at the direction,
looking
you know.
Back, right, yeah. Looking back on it, absolutely. Did we know the people that were there for that conversation? Did we know that that's what they meant? No. Now we do.
Yeah. And also, I want to say very briefly, because I've been asked to in a text here, and I've written about it, so I could talk again, but two at a time, very briefly. Trap, neuter, return means taking in these cats that are community cats. And Treehouse was a leader in America when it came to that. And then spaying and neutering them, the healthy ones, and kittens included, would go right back out, except the very youngest of the kittens or any cats that are particularly ill. The ones that are very, very ill, it's humane to euthanize them. And the very, very young kittens, you adopt out, right? That happens all over the country. However, even in winter, Treehouse put them back out, as I understand it. And if that's the case, it's a death sentence for those kittens that are being put back out. I mean, unfathomable to me.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that specific issue.
Yeah, well,
I can't comment on it.
Yeah, hopefully I'm wrong about that, but I don't believe so. All right, well, Leona, thank you for stepping out and speaking your mind, and thank you also for getting up so early twice now in the morning, once woken up by your baby, second time woken up by me. So thank you very much.
And no other way. Thank you.
I thank you for standing up for what you think is right. That's always a good thing.
Always. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Thanks to Leona again. It's a conversation a couple of years ago I never thought I would have. It makes me very sad, really sad, personally. I mean, really sad.